Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
More than 41,000 people have been killed and tens of thousands injured after a magnitude 7.8 earthquake struck Turkey and Syria on February 6th. The quake hit early in the morning, which meant many people were still in bed, causing them to be trapped under the debris of their homes. Teams are working frantically to aid survivors as aid agencies warn that snow and cold temperatures, as well as a lack of water, communications, and power, may hamper their efforts. More than 100,000 people have been injured in Syria and Turkey, according to figures from the Turkish government, the White Helmets, and the media. Speaking at a press conference in Osmaniye, Turkey, President Recep Erdogan said over 12,000 buildings had collapsed in the earthquake. Teams from more than two dozen countries are in Turkey helping local emergency personnel in the rescue and recovery effort. Getting assistance into Syria is more challenging due to the Syrian regime's limits on the movement of aid into the country. The one border crossing that the UN is allowed to use to bring aid from Turkey into northwest Syria was temporarily closed after the earthquake, hindering relief efforts. On February 9th, a United Nations aid convoy was finally able to cross from Turkey into northwest Syria for the first time since the quake. In a recent press conference, Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed his condolences over the truly staggering, shocking loss of life in Turkey and Syria.
We, I think, along with people around the world, are mourning those who have been lost, and also our thoughts are so with those who have lost loved ones.
Secretary Blinken outlined what the United States is doing to help.
So far, we have deployed more than 150 search and rescue personnel to Turkey. We have U.S. helicopters that are helping to reach areas that would otherwise be difficult to access. In Syria, we have NGO partners that we funded over the years that are providing life-saving assistance to those in need. Across both countries, we've deployed experienced emergency managers, hazardous materials technicians, engineers, logisticians, paramedics, planners, others, along with about 170,000 pounds of specialized tools and equipment.
We are determined, said Secretary Blinken, to do all that we can to help those affected by these earthquakes in the days, weeks, and months ahead.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.